Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I am Deependra Silwal with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba urges all to follow health safety measures, citing possibility of third wave of corona pandemic. National Examination Board publishes SEE results today. Grade 12 examinations postponed until further notice, and US and UK governments urge their citizens to leave Afghanistan immediately, citing security reasons. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has urged all political parties, social institutions and businesses to avoid crowd gathering events, issuing a video message on the commencement of Nepal mask campaign today. Prime Minister Deuba urged all to remain alert and earnestly follow the health safety protocols, saying the third wave of pandemic was likely to hit the country soon. He also asked for collaboration from all walks of life, as single effort of the government was not enough to control the pandemic. Wear mask and be a responsible citizen. Be safe from COVID-19 and save others. This is the slogan of Nepal Mask Campaign that has kicked off from today. To aware people about preventive measures to be safe from COVID-19, the government has launched a week-long Nepal Mask Campaign. Inaugurating the campaign today, State Minister for Health and Population Umesh Rasta said, cooperation from all walks of life is necessary to make the campaign successful, as wearing masks and following safety protocols are the only measures to control the pandemic. State Minister Shrestha further said the government has been working to ensure vaccines for all citizens the soonest possible. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported additional 3,218 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. Meanwhile, 1,722 people Meanwhile, 1,722 corona patients recovered in the last 24 hours. The coronavirus recovery rate now stands at 93.6% in Nepal. Likewise, 19 corona-related deaths have been confirmed today. The death toll due to COVID-19 has now reached 10,038 in Nepal. Meanwhile, Health Ministry has confirmed the arrival of around 500,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines granted by Japanese government today. Earlier, the government of Japan had announced to provide 1.6 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine to Nepal in grant under COVAX facility. The ministry also said the remaining quantities of the vaccines would be made available within a week. With the arrival of the AstraZeneca vaccines, the government is set to administer the vaccine to senior citizens who are waiting for the second dose of Covishield from the 9th of August. The National Examinations Board has published the result of secondary education examinations today. Examinations Controller Rudra Prasad Adhikari said the board published the result of 884,278 students. The board, however, not specified the details of the GPA secured by the student this year as well. This year's SEE result have been published based on the internal evaluation of the student conducted by the schools due to COVID-19 pandemic. The students can visit www.see.gov.np, www.neb.gov.np and other link websites to assess their result. Likewise, the National Examination Board has postponed grade 12 exams scheduled from the 15th to 25th of August. Controller at the board, Krishna Sharma, said the board meeting held today postponed the exams in view of growing cases of coronavirus. The board has, however, been conducting grade 11 exams physically and managing home centers. Sharma added that 90% of grade 11 exams was over. Controller Sharma further said the next meeting of the board would decide on when and how the exams of grade 12 would be conducted. This news comes to you from Reed in Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
साधा खाना 100 रुपैया मटन खाना 200 रुपैया ओए मोबाइल को डाटा पनि हामीले चलाको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The government is unveiling its common minimum program and procedures tomorrow. Rashtriya Janamorcha lawmaker Durga Porel said a meeting of the ruling partners held today at Balotar decided to make the programs and procedures public. The task force handed the report about the government's common minimum program to Prime Minister Sheth Bahadur Deuba yesterday. Home Minister Bala Krishna Khar has said the government is seriously working to transfer land ownership to landless people by removing procedural, legal and technical shortcomings surfaced in the dissolved land-related commission. Home Minister Khar said the government wanted to improve the process to transfer the land ownership to the landless squatters. He pledged to address the concerns of the citizens in a constitutional and procedural manner, as the main law of the land has guaranteed this issue as fundamental right. CPN Maoist Centre Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged the government's help to the flood and landslide victims. Reaching Manang today to observe the damages caused by the flood of the 15th of June in Manang, Chair Prachanda said the incumbent government would provide relief packages to all the victims of the flood of for now, and the government would lead a geological study in Manang and Sindhupalsuk for a long-term plan. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now, some international updates. The US and UK governments have urged their citizens to leave Afghanistan immediately because of the worsening security situation in the country. On Friday, the British Foreign Office warned that militants were likely to carry out attacks in Afghanistan. Likewise, the US said citizens can receive a reparation loan if they cannot afford to pay for a commercial flight to leave Afghanistan. Meanwhile, the Taliban say they have taken control of the city of Sebergan in the northern Afghanistan province of Jawzan. It is the second regional capital to fall to the militants after Zarans in the southwestern province of Nimroz fell on Friday. It's a major blow to security forces, with battles raging across the country and the Taliban making rapid advances. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country, with chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Kandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also, before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sheth Bahadur Deuba urges all to follow health safety measures, citing possibility of third wave of corona pandemic. National Examinations Board publishes SEE results today. grade 12 examinations postponed until further notice, and US and UK governments urge their citizens to leave Afghanistan immediately, citing security reasons. That's the end of news from Read in Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlinereadinnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.